With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. As the war continues to grow, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel may soon have to divert some of its war resources away from Hamas and point it toward Hezbollah.
At the outset of this war, I was in favor of freezing Gaza, freezing the situation in Gaza, pounding Hamas in its tunnels day and night, but focusing the major thrust of our military effort at Hezbollah, which is roughly 15 times a greater threat than Hamas.
An Israeli strike has killed a Palestinian cameraman for the TV network Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera said that Samuel Abu Dakka was wounded either by shrapnel or in an Israeli drone strike on a school in Khan Yunis in central Gaza, where the media team had gone to report on an earlier airstrike. Displaced people had been sheltering in the school. Abu Dakka bled to death when rescue workers failed to reach the area. Al Jazeera has accused Israeli forces of deliberately preventing access by ambulances. Israeli forces haven't commented.
A new poll from the Associated Press suggesting Americans are worried over the state of democracy, and that's how next year's presidential election may affect the future.
62% of adults say democracy in the U.S. could be at risk, depending upon who wins the 2024 elections. That view held by 72% of Democrats, 55% of Republicans, but for different reasons. President Biden's warning about former President Trump's promises to seek retribution against opponents, while Mr. Trump says the president has weaponized the government.
That is correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Also at SRNnews.com, a presidential campaign today in New Hampshire.
Let me begin by wishing you all a very Merry Christmas, remember? You couldn't say that.
And this is SRN News. Yet more churches are leaving the United Methodist Church.
This time it's 142 Mississippi congregations leaving for a more conservative organization. More than 7,000 churches have abandoned the UMC since its leadership embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination. After years of fighting over the direction of the denomination, conservatives have mostly decided to leave, and liberals are apparently willing to let them do that. A formal split in the UMC will likely be approved in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas in the Holy Land, a somber affair this year because of the war. Officials in Bethlehem say there will be no Christmas tree and all celebrations will be muted. One local pastor says, "We have never seen Bethlehem like this, not even during the time of the COVID-20 outbreak. The town is empty and it's very sad." This is SRN News. There will be no investigation on small Jeeps.
There were complaints that engines on some small Jeeps can shut down while being driven. About 229,000 Jeep Compass SUVs from the 2019 and 2020 model years were targeted. A probe opened last December after getting 15 complaints that drivers have gotten dashboard messages saying their coolant temperature is too high, followed by an immediate engine shutdown. But an investigation found that the failure rate was low and that the SUVs can normally be restarted immediately after the engine shuts down. John Scott reporting.
Firefighters in the Denver area responding to a second large fire at a construction site in Aurora. 3 days after the first one on Wednesday, officials have not determined the cause for either fire and have not suggested they are related. One firefighter suffered minor injuries. More details at SRNnews.com.